Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Now, you could go back and look at his years. He goes through what I call the pony doldrums.
I love Matt Bloom, but just a quick sidebar. I had to have a pep talk with him this morning where I said, hey, Matt, when I say something that, like, I hear something in my ear, and then you make me sound like a crazy man on the other side. And just for a little background, yesterday,
just part of the doldrums.
Throughout the show, I heard myself feeding back to myself, but no one else heard it.
Right.
So when I mentioned it on air, he's like, it sounds fine over here. And so,
well, no, but that's all part of it. You have to remember that of all of his, I don't want to say lovable skills.
Yes.
His greatest is deflection.
Correct.
And so that's what that
happens.
And we're
all working on. I said, hey, I don't even need you to own it. I just want you to at least humor me because I'm not the one that's yelling about stuff all the time.
Right.
I was like, we're doing a show, as anybody that's ever announced in an arena, if you have yourself feeding back to you, it affects you because you're trying to do a program.
You've heard artists do sound checks that happens, and it's it's frustrating. But this is cyclical. It goes, he'll punch out of this.
I said, what do we need to help? So just briefly before the show, what precipitated this was and hello, this is the Thursday show. Sorry, Mike.
Jacksonville, Illinois, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Denmark, Iowa, Mexico, Missouri, Thunder Bay, Ontario, and my beloved Muncie, Indiana. There it is.
Thank you.
Yay, everybody.
I was watching, and I know they're going to have TV Corner, but I just want to place this on your plate somehow this weekend if you can. New HBO show, We Own the Night, made by the guys who made The Wire. And John Blumenthal is one of the main characters. And I'm used to John Blumenthal being the Punisher and that this tough guy, as Mike said before the show in our pre-show meeting, that he just kicks ass and takes names, right? And you don't want to see this guy in an alley. You don't want to see this guy darken your doorway when you're a criminal. You don't want to deal with him.
Right.
When he comes on this program, which is based in Baltimore, and he has the Baltimore Billy Sikorsky accent.
I've heard about this.
As Shannon and I looked at each other, and he said timonium within the conversation.
Timonium.
And he looks, whoever cast the show made him as trashy Baltimore as possible. And,
so,
and as a man who's worked in Baltimore,
right,
in radio, like I know trashy Baltimore. Like it is, like I've lived it.
I really haven't, as much as I was on up there for a chunk of time when they had big, giant billboards up there.
Yeah, I remember. I used to drive right by it on the way to the station.
Remember when when we were deprived of getting the air apparent to the Stern show, so they decided they'd give us big billboards.
I would drive by you and Don's noggins on 95 into Charm City every day and say, one day I'll do a podcast with Mike O'Mara.
What you were saying. No, it's everybody should have a billboard at one point or another. It's just
rite
a real thrill. But, when you're late in your career and you realize they're doing that just to kind of humor you with free FM, which they were countering Stern going to satellite. And their idea was, hey, radio's free. The beginning of a very sad time.
It was
just not fun. It wasn't fun.
The dialect doctors, the teachers that went on the set of this show, which is based on Dirty Cops in Baltimore, not shocking, very believable.
But good. I hear really getting great reviews.
But if you're part of the TMOS universe, you will hear Baltimore Billy in full flight.
I don't know. Yes, sirree. I hope the Ravens have a real great run in the draft today. Should be fine.
But it's and I'm gonna not do it justice. But it's a long...
They're all related, by the way. These dialects are all... You could trace them back to an Irish dialect, a Scottish dialect. Even in the United States, they all come from that kind of origin story.
A line that I will tell you in straight, and I'd love it back in Billy Sikorsky language,
okay,
would be great, is, gentlemen, we can't take the guns off this city without smashing some skulls. Now, we can't smash skulls the way we used to. We have to be creative about it.
All right. Gentlemen, we can't smash skulls the way we used to. We have to be creative about it. There you go.
When you hear that in real time, and it's John Blumenthal.
We've got to be creative about it. Come on. Look, I'll go down to where they have these. I'll take them off the train, and we'll go to town. We will go to town.
I played
golf with a Baltimore guy yesterday.
The Sting is set up outside of the Domino Sugar Factory.
Domino Sugar Factory. No, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Domino Sugar Factory. That's they don't say factory, they say factory. I'm going to the Domino Sugar Factory right now, and I'm a crooked cop. So if you cross me, you're crossing all of my dirty brothers, and we're going to smash your head. All right? You want to come downtown? Do you want to come downtown? Come on now. Right on. And on is a two-syllable word. Owen.
So
on. Yes.
It's been some time. What was the, what was the other HBO?
We own the night. We own the night. We own the night.
Yes.
That's the way it is. Yeah. And the guy that's the star is a big tough guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, John Blumenthal, yes.
John Blumenthal has played tough guys in the movies, yep, for a very, very long time.
As
that's
well.
Good. That's good, because to be perfectly honest with you, since we already dove into the subject matter, I'm going to tell you that ongoing episodes, like when you wait for a season, you wait and you wait. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I had a couple of listeners that loved Gentleman Jack and would tell me every 3 weeks it was premiering again. And they were wrong, because it's a BBC show and it's an HBO show. And they'd be all excited and say it's premiering next week. And then it wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. So it finally came back on HBO, and it's good, but it's a little different, you know, when they take that time off. And so, you know, it's like, if you're going away for a long period of time, which these TV shows do, sometimes they come back and they don't miss a beat. Gentleman Jack, pretty close to it. But then you get a show like Better Call Saul, mm-hmm, with an amazing heritage of Breaking Bad and the early episodes, and it comes back and it's just laying there. Like, they almost are making the early episodes of the new season boring so they can finish with a big crash, with a big crescendo, you know?
What?
It's just laying there, and I have to force myself. Look, we are so distracted as a society. We are so attention deficit disordered.
So true.
And so when you're sitting there and you're watching a show, there are nights that I watch Wheel of Fortune, mm-hmm, and then there are nights that I just surf the computer and I have no idea what's going on.
Yes.
There are nights that I watch Jeopardy and the same thing. Same thing goes for regular network TV shows. What's great is when you get a brand new one that grabs your interest and then you are all in. And the reason a show like Breaking Bad, mm-hmm, becomes... Do you know how difficult it is today, Oscar, to become part of the national consciousness with a television program?
It's almost impossible.
Almost impossible. Yeah. So when you think about Breaking Bad, which was really so many years ago that it was the advent of the binging world, mm-hmm, most people, maybe 50% of their audience, it seems to me, binged that show after it had been on regular network television. And it became a phenomenon because everybody was into it. But boy, to do that nowadays, to hold the national,
it's almost
really,
impossible.
Really hard.
It's I'm happy you were discussing this, because think about when they do become part of the national consciousness, as you would say.
Right.
It really is fast. Remember Murder Dirter?
Murder Dirter. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. What was that from? Murder Dirter.
I can't even remember the name.
Show? Because there's so much going on. We're so distracted. Oh, Mayor of Easttown.
Thank you.
Wasn't it Murder Dirter?
I was going to say Mayor of Eastport.
Mara keeps telling, and by the way, I would, you know, even with the amazing success of Netflix, I would say that the national consciousness shows have a better chance if they're on Netflix or HBO than all the other networks combined. Yeah. So when there's an HBO show, it gets the promotion and it gets everybody aware of it. We Own the Night is big time cable channel, right?
And they only have one episode out, just debuted. I'm banking and I'm calling my shot now that if SNL does not come out within 2 weeks of a Baltimore Billy skit where, because there's something about, if you don't know the Baltimore accent.
One of the great unknown I don't want to say unknown, certainly known to the region.
It's not every disc jockey in the world. Nationally revered. It's just no one nationally says, let me do the Baltimore accent.
Big Don O'Brien. Who, you know, legendary radio guy, you know, and known fascist, is somebody who, that's a joke, Don. I threw that at you because you're politics. But anyway, it's just, he was big on it. Anybody that worked around the area was just doing it. I did the Baltimore Billy Sikorsky, which I thought was fun. Yeah. It's just a delightful.
Hey, Dawn, where'd you get those fish at?
And how do you the get subtle one.
Yeah,
everybody knows the New York Brooklyn accent, you know. Hey, I do Tony Soprano, that type of stuff. But the Baltimore, it's just this rounded out accent that flattens out, but it's not like upstate New York. There's so many regional dialects
for
nothing better
for
than
our generation, our real time in the last 10 years, and maybe I'm wrong, but I felt like this is the season, this is the show that's going to bring Baltimore back into the national consciousness within the accent.
And I missed The Wire. I was not a Wire guy. I didn't watch that show, so I look forward to watching this. And you've watched the first episode?
Yes.
And you loved it?
Yeah, well,
you just got obsessed with the accent?
Well, I love it. I would have liked it regardless. Love it because Billy is in full effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear the Baltimore when he says a raid's going down in Timonium. I want to throw my pants off.
Say repeat after me.
Yes.
Say ew. Flatten your mouth out. Ew.
Ew.
Ew. A raid.
Yes.
Is going down.
Down.
No. Down. Like make it sound like a cat. Down.
Down.
A raid is going.
Down.
In Timonium.
Timonium.
The O is like this. If you held your mouth
Timonium.
Like that,
Timonium.
You're getting go. Timonium. It's all about, you know.
Is it lazy mouth?
They're all lazy mouth in a regional dialects usually come out of, like I'll give you Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm around Western Pennsylvania because I married a Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's not a meal. We're going to go out for a nice meal. You're going to go out for a nice Mel.
Mel.
Mel. It's like the tongue goes, Mel. There are a few. I have to hear them because I make note of them. That's why she's so blissfully happy
so,
with me.
So Shannon's from Southern Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm. So same kind of dialect.
Yeah, she's watching this with me, and she's going to kill me. There are times.
Again?
Well, and we mentioned this on the air that Shannon, when she at times will let down her guard, and she'll sound like Ruthie from what's what's the
Ozark?
Ozark. She'll sound like Ruthie from Ozark.
Oh God, she does.
Yes.
Hold on, man. I just realized that. Oh my God. Right, wait a minute. I'm gonna plug this side. Stop it. Right. I'm looking up Ruthie for more. Yeah, by the way. I'm switching audio inputs.
No worries. So we caught this in passing at one point, and she said, oh my God, you're right. And I said, why? Like, I've never heard this before. She goes, Oscar, you don't know this, that I've worked my entire, my entire adolescence was working to lose this accent. And I said,
she tried to lose it.
She tried, well, she has for the most part, but when she's like comfortable and she lets her guard down, or she has like a glass of champagne, it's Ruthie.
I'm gonna look right now. Hold on.
Which is really off-putting.
Yeah, it kind of sneaks out when she least expects it.
Yeah. And by the way, Ruthie's that has nothing to do with Southern Maryland or Baltimore. This is a show that takes place in the Ozarks.
Correct.
So it's far, you know. You know, it takes place far, far away.
If I was kidding, I would have said you're witty and handsome.
All right, here we go. Ruthie from Ozark.
You owe me a job.
What?
Am I speaking Greek?
Yes. Like a serial killer's lair. All right, listen, mother...
Okay, all right, wait, sorry. Oh, no. Okay. Sorry about that. That's what happens when you play it. I forgot it's a streaming show. So sorry about that, Ruthie. I really...
But that's where it comes out when she has that twang.
Right.
When she's upset about something or she's making some sort of
declaration. She's talking about her accent right here.
Yeah.
Shooting in Atlanta was just really helpful, even with a southern accent. You know, coming from New York, I wasn't really familiar with that world. So it was a challenge.
It's about opportunity. And without opportunity, you get caught.
What the
f***? Okay. I forgot that she...
Ruthie has a potty Ruthie's mouth.
Ruthie's got a real potty mouth. I thought I caught that one fleet of foot. But she's talking about her accent. And,
yes.
By the way, you know what's wonderful? Well, the first time I saw Julia Garner, who is the mm-hmm. actress that plays Ruthie, and she's also...
Anna Delvey.
And I will tell you, when you first see her, you're struck by, who is this person? Why is this person in a television show? And then you realize the chops.
Professional.
Oh, my God, the acting chops. Well, she's Ozark. I mean, she's carrying most of the weight.
When the character Ruthie first hit the screen, I said, oh, my God, that is an androgynous Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. Like, I just didn't know what to expect.
Incredible. And like, instantaneously, she's starring in her own show, and she does an amazing job doing that as well. But dialects, look... I don't want to give the name because it's from Happy Valley and I don't want to violate this guy's privacy.
Make a name up.
But it's a
Dawn.
German guy.
Dawn.
It's a German guy.
Dawn.
And everybody does. And his line is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we'll use the golfer's name, Bernhard Langer. All right. For the sake of argument.
Great.
And so, we go to Happy Valley and we have the Easter day there, mm-hmm. and he meets this guy, and I everybody does Bernhard Langer, and I'm driving my kid to school the other day, and from the back seat I hear Bernhard Langer, and I realize, and then he says to me, Dad, I make my friends laugh a lot by doing accents.
Aww.
And I said, oh my God, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And he is, it's funny how much you love it.
I love it.
Because you're obsessed with it too. You love dialects and accents. And that's maybe one of the reasons we work well together, because that, I'm 5 years old and I'm doing that. I hear that and you just get obsessed mm-hmm. with it. We'll play something in Soundtown today, which is a clip from maybe a valet for Johnny Depp or whatever it was. But you hear that and you hear the courtroom laughing. Because this guy's accent is spectacular, and it's just amazing how these actors. The thing that stuns me today when it comes to dialects is how you get a Gary Oldman or any of the number of Hugh Laurie as House. These British actors that just seamlessly create an American accent, and vice versa. You'll get these actresses that will go over and they're American actresses. And you said, she's American? And they're doing a perfect British period piece over there. You know, it's weird the way they do that. So I love the idea of doing this. But all these regional accents seem to have some connecting tissue. They all seem to have a little bit
of
ism. I would
love your take on John Blumenthal's Baltimore accent.
Now, I don't know if there are any clips from him.
No, I think we should just look. It's brand new. I just want to plant that seed.
See if the show gets that national consciousness.
Yes.
I'll do it anyway because I can do an accent. I mean, I love doing it.
Yeah,
I
want your take on it because you're, in this room within these microphones, you're the expert here, because Shannon And I love it, but you know, we're just excited that Baltimore's getting, you know, its shine in one way or another. We're like, yes, something
I'm
about
realizing
the
Shannon is Ruthie though. I'm beginning to
Missouri and the Ozarks a year before, weird enough, and a month before I went to go shoot, I would, you know, speak in the accent everywhere just so I can be familiar. So I would just go order my food and everything in the accent. So,
oops, go ahead.
Sometimes there's certain words even now that I'll just start talking like this, basically, you know? So it's just like, now it's just second nature.
Now they're showing Ruthie again.
Okay.
I have a real phobia of rodents. So the scene where I was electrocuting the mouse, I thought I could do it, and I nearly got a pan. I couldn't hold the mouse from, even thinking about it just makes me.
I've killed many mice, Julia. Hey, but anyhow, that's it.
Thank you. So. You never gave us the Jake update. Did he eat?
No, he is not. And then I've done a deep dive on it. He seems to be okay. He had a full shed, but he seems to be stressed out when it comes to he'll go with the mouse, but then he won't take it and wrap it up.
He's gun shy.
I'm not sure. Reptile people, I'd really look. I know he can go almost a year without eating, so I'm fine with that. But and we've been feeding the heck out of him. Mm-hmm. I'd really love to get some advice on what I should do, whether I go with a smaller rodent or you know, this is ever since he you know, we gave him the two large food where he ate the small rat and then regurgitated
the old 76er.
The old 76er that he spit up. And now he can't, he doesn't seem to want to take the food anymore, like he's afraid of it. You know, I may be picking up another mouse today, but I'm not sure. We've been dealing with our other troubles in the O'Mara household. The meltdown of meltdowns. Before we stop talking about dialects, though,
yes,
I will ask you, there is one particular dialect that I love above all else, but that an actor did in a movie. That's the hint. That I love above any other dialect, and I think it's the greatest example of it that we have ever had in cinema.
Oh,
can
Jesus
you guess which it is?
Christ.
It is
a lot of
spectacular.
Pressure. Recently or?
Nope, not recently.
Okay, then
15,
I'm not.
15.
I'm not your guy for this. Yes.
I'll give it to you. John Malkovich's Teddy KGB.
Oh, God.
In Rounders.
Yeah. That's
fabulous.
Recent for me, though. That's recent.
That's relatively recent, but my God. And in my club, I will splash the pot. And now, you know, that he's a Russian.
Yes.
You know, and we all love to
Even
hate
better.
The Russians now.
Even better.
That's it. And by not the Russian people. I don't know if I'm offending. No, it's the Russian government. But, so that's numero uno on my
Agreed.
Hit parade. In the O'Mara household, I've seen my son get upset. He gets minor disappointments. For God's sakes, I saw him catch another kid's teeth in the spin zone or swing zone or zoom zone or wherever they had that trampoline park open
house.
Up his head like a watermelon, and we had to take him to the ER. I don't think I've ever seen him quite as upset as when he made some adjustments playing Fortnite and he lost his original account.
Oh.
All of his, I guess, skins are what they wear, what you wear in one of these video games.
Earned. Yes, his weapons.
V-Bucks for buying weapon. He lost it all, and I'm talking about inconsolable going to bed on Monday night, all day Tuesday. It was yesterday. Dad, did you call them? Yes, I called them. I go on YouTube. Now, listen, if you want to change a tire, or you want to bolt something to, you know, you want to bolt a vice grip to your workbench. You can go on YouTube. It is blissful. It will show you exactly the right way to do it. If you want to make some sort of an adjustment on a PC for a gamer, you go into the land of the nerds like I have never seen in my natural life.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, because you know why? I'll tell you why I didn't call you. Because you are burdened with everybody on this show, with your partner in crime, that is going through his doldrums right now. You know, Pony, find the guy that played the Punisher, and then he gives you the wrong name.
That was
because
Bobby Lee.
Because he put in Punishers. You know, or Rob, when he's healthy, don't kick a man when he's down.
Clear,
but
clear.
When Rob's like, we've got a technical issue, Rob's cheeks turn red, and then what time does Oscar arrive? I'm not going to. Sometimes I don't want to burden
fair enough.
With my kids gaming because I don't think it's relevant. And to be quite frankly, it was 24 hours. Mm-hmm. He's back to playing back with one of his other accounts.
Yes.
And it's dissipated.
Yeah.
So I'm not even putting it under the category of worth it. But it would certainly, when you've got him sobbing in front of you. By the way, the most exciting I've seen, most excited, he hits a home run in a Little League game. You know, that's over by the time we get to the car. Yes. But when he gets a victory royale in Fortnite, oh my God, you would have thought that somebody just you know, pooped out a bag of $400 million in his lap.
And, full victory lap around the house.
But I did the dive after the show yesterday. It was funny. You would have seen me because I'm getting ready to leave the house early. Mm-hmm. And then I stop and I'm like, well, he wanted me to check into it.
Aww.
And then I step over and I get this guy from the UK, which doesn't help my old ears anyway. So what you want to do is you want to push the Philadelphia. And I'm not able to figure it out. So he lost his thing. You're supposed to go back. You're supposed to link an account. Supposed to copy an account. Put it here. Put it there. I just wish they wouldn't take all your material. Anyway, I think that's a ripoff. And they ought to make it easier, you know?
I've gone down this road as an adult and lost and then recovered my account. So if you ever need anything, this is, as you know, all right,
Will, since you brought it up.
Yes.
Since you brought it up, yes. And since I'm being a hypocrite right now because it's railed against it, and now if you would be willing to get on the horn with Michael,
I can walk him
through and say, and by the way, don't make it too much of your time,
because
if it gets to the point, you know, he's fine with that. But
hey, I'm not 100% sure this is going to work, but it's worth a try. Just walk. I just really need his username, and then X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to get too technical here.
He'll give you all that. I've got so many. Look, I have so many different passwords for different things, but I'm pretty good at remembering them. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this PC world, with the amount of passwords and usernames that you have to dick around with, and by the way, they've never gotten user-friendly with that. Someday, this encryption will, you know, haven't we been doing the same username password deal for 30 years pretty much with computers right now? I mean, isn't it at a point where maybe it ought to be the computers themselves ought to be a little more sophisticated with video
face
cameras
ID,
and with everything?
Yeah.
Well, Face ID, the iPhone does a lot of that. The thumb.
Biometrics.
It's very, very frustrating. It really is. It's more frustrating than a downtown meet in Timonium. There we are right now.
As Shannon said, why would you ever go to Timonium? I said some of the classiest bikini contests go down in bars in Timonium. And when, 99.1 WHFS or Live 105 in in Baltimore tells you, hey, you got to go to Timonium for this comedy club / bikini contest. I mean, that's the only place you'll find it in America.
Timonium. Or you go up to Baltimore for opening day and you're doing your DC-based radio show and the crowd around you starts yelling, Redskins suck. Redskins suck. That was one of my wonderful times in Baltimore. Hey, the one thing I wanted to say before we get off the subject of television shows.
Yes.
So when you join a new season, you look forward to. For all my Gentleman Jack fans out there, I'll get to that in a second. But the other show, Better Call Saul, which I'm a huge fan of, like to see it just move along a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like to see a little more energy, a little more action.
This happened.
Maybe I'm impatient.
In the last season of Breaking Bad as well.
Kind of sluggish beginning.
Like,
but then
come on. We get
right,
it.
And then it hits its stride.
Yes.
As far as Gentleman Jack, the love interest for Saran Jones. Carla said this. I said this. This is actresses that do this. Looks like the her lover did something with her teeth. I'm not sure what it was, but she did something with her teeth. And it's got whatever it was. It didn't work. It didn't take. I think you can go back and look at the previous season and check her teeth out and then go to this season. Looks like her teeth are half her face right now. I'm not sure what she did to her teeth, but it's making those beautiful woman-on-woman love scenes. It's making me pause a little bit more than I should. I think that their love scenes were spectacular. Now I just can't stop looking at the other woman's teeth. So that's just it. And then as far as Gentleman Jack, though, I think it's doing pretty well. A little frantic.
I don't know enough about the show. I feel like I've been... I missed out. I have to get
into
it.
It's Forbidden Love.
Ooh.
You know, back in the 1800s.
Taboo?
Late maybe early 1800s, where...
Taboo.
The Saran Jones...
How would they say taboo in Baltimore? Taboo.
No. They would say taboo. Oh, you better not watch that Gentleman Jack. That's about the 1800s when those two were lovers, and they had a big taboo going on. Oh, man, and they'd have to hide in a closet and go down in the basement in the root cellar, and then they'd have to get it on down there, okay. Because, my gosh, if they went down to town, and in the town somebody saw them kissing, oh, game over. It would be game over. They'd prosecute them.
Is it too much, and please tell me, today's been, one of those days. Can you say in the accent scissor?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you're talking about lesbian activities.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Boy, oh boy. You know, not like they could go down a local pub downtown and scissor. That wouldn't happen at all. That would be very, very difficult. But I'm much more encouraged by Gentleman Jack than I am with Better Call Saul. Because, you know, hello, I'm Mike O'Mara. You know what I do? When I come home at the end of the day, I sit down on a couch, and all I do is watch TV shows. And there's so many different ones around now that, you know, I like to go back to my favorites. Gentleman Jack got that nickname because she walked around wearing dude's clothes. That's the way it goes. Thank you. Thank you very much. But good show. And as far as Julia Garner from Ozark, what a marvelous performance she did.
Oh, absolutely.
And also... Absolutely. Anna Delvey. She's a really talented girl. All right, we got to take a break. We got the homepage coming up later on. Hey, sports fans. I've never, ever, I think, mentioned draft day on this show. I have now, and we'll talk about it later. Lots more fun coming up. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to take a break, drive the car up to Timonium.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, mortgage rates, they've now hit 5% for the first time in a decade. That's going to be the new floor going forward. Rates are going to be going up. So what does this mean for you? It means that if you are purchasing a new home or you're looking to consolidate debt, it's more important than ever to work with a team that you can trust. And you can take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. They are the best, and there's a limited supply of homes and a high demand. That dictates that you work with a company that can absolutely make sure that you are the best prospect to a potential seller. Yeah, that's the reality, folks. That's what home buying is now, and Mark and his team know how to do it. They know how to deal with it. No two scenarios are the same, and you need a company that will get down to the nitty-gritty of your specific situation, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. Plus, with their no-obligation rate quote, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Answer me that, Batman. Or the Batman. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of TMOS and all of our listeners. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. And what happened?
We do thank them.
Okay. God damn it.
Damn it.
Is that the button over there? Where's that button that I press? Oh, it's number four.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and People Magazine's annual beautiful issue hits the stands tomorrow, and they couldn't have picked a better cover model. 76-year-old, still getting it done. Helen Mirren. Oh, yeah.
Bingo, bango.
I think, let me tell you what I think it really is about Helen Mirren. I think it's just ultimate cool. There's certain people that have it, and there's certain people that don't. She accepted the honor, even though she's not sure that she deserves it. Here is her quote. "I was absolutely sort of gobstruck." I love the Brits, the way they express themselves. "As we say in England, I never considered myself beautiful, and at my age, so I was amazed." I just see she's dignity. She's super sexy.
Oh.
Back in the day, you got to see a lot of Helen Mirren in certain movies.
To be humble, yes. Like, she's attractive. She's been attractive her entire life, even if she's lying to us.
Yes.
I'll take it.
She said, "I don't like the word beauty as it's associated with the beauty industry. Makeup and products, skincare and all the rest of it. Because I think it excludes the vast majority of us who are not beautiful."
Mm.
I think that is a cool way to look at it. I think she's right. And by the way, great actress as well. Nobody plays the queen like Helen Mirren. So congratulations to her. All right. I followed this yesterday. This is an interesting story, Oscar. Olivia Wilde is on stage, I believe. She's presenting her new movie, Don't Worry, Darling, at a Las Vegas convention called CinemaCon. When someone in the front row approached the stage and slid a manila envelope marked personal and confidential toward her. Olivia said, "This is for me," and then picked it up and looked inside. She barely reacted. She just said, "Thank you," and continued with her presentation, which is impressive because what was inside were custody papers from her ex, Jason Sudeikis, regarding their two kids. Olivia got served right there in front of the audience. A so-called source told TMZ that Jason had absolutely no idea when or where Olivia would be served. That's up to the company, the a-hole company, tasked with handing her the documents. That had to be a real dick that did that. I mean, really? Can you imagine that? Right in the middle, she's up on stage and they slide that
or in front of her. Is this truly who Jason Sudeikis is?
And that he knew they were going to do exactly that. One never really knows. It's interesting that some rando could just get into the building and was allowed to get that close to her. The producers of the event say they're reevaluating their security procedures. Hey, if you have it in your back, you know, if you got papers, you know, it's not like it's a weapon and you walk up and do that.
Serving that has, like, I guess a reenactment in movies or in documentaries happens in, like, oh, you're walking out of the gym. Oh, is this your car? I hit your car, and then they give you papers like this.
Yeah, and it's
weird,
always dishonest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, never, but never on stage.
Hey,
now,
how you doing? Nice to see you, buddy. Are you John Smith? Okay, these are for you. Yeah. You know, it's always done
but
like that.
But this is the rub, Mike.
Right?
Do we know of another superstar that is in the grips of a divorce and has
not a divorce because they weren't married?
I mean,
right?
I'm sorry. Separation and has to see their loved one on a regular basis getting you know, cozy with a pop star half his age.
Harry Styles?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. She's quite the free spirit.
Yeah.
She's George a very Sandgren. Youthful woman and she's very smart. I think he was pretty banged up about the you know, this happening, but I think he can take some consolation in the fact that he happened to be part of the most successful sitcom that's come down the road in 10 years with Ted Lasso. So it's weird, but it's just a... So you think there's a chance he knew exactly what was going on?
I think the greatest con would be to believe that he is Ted Lasso. But the serving of those papers...
Because he's really a dick.
Yes.
That's funny. I like that. That makes me smile because I'm broken. That's the way I go. Oscar, you happen to remember the NASCAR driver that I always talk about that actually spent part of an evening in my home
in
Manassas?
Denny Hamlin, yes.
Well, I'm not proud of this. NASCAR is making driver Denny Hamlin undergo sensitivity training after he shared a racist meme directed at fellow driver Kyle Larson. Last Sunday at Talladega, Larson caused Kurt Busch to crash while trying to move up in the pack during the final lap. Larson's mother is Japanese American, so Hamlin thought it might be funny to post a clip from Family Guy of a Japanese woman driving recklessly and causing multiple people to crash. Okay. Stop laughing. It's not supposed
to
be
so
funny.
Dumb that he would not see how insensitive this is.
He put Kyle's name over the woman and spliced it with footage from the actual race. And I won't play the clip here because I don't know how. You know, old Seth, what's his name? McFarlane doesn't get busted for this on Family Guy. I watched the clip from Family Guy.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if I did that bit on this podcast, I would be canceled.
I'm not laughing at the context of the clip. I'm laughing that Denny, who is probably just, you know, a good old boy.
He's just being dumb.
Yeah, that he's like, oh, the Family Guy. I'm sure that's cool. It's aired on national television.
Right.
Here you go.
Yep.
Didn't think twice. It just kept moving.
No, the Family Guy was not a bit directed at any particular individual.
Yeah.
Although it's still, you look at the bit, and I don't know if you ever saw it on Family Guy where it's the Asian lady driving.
Yeah.
It is overtly racist.
Correct.
Like, is racist, like racist how he got away with it even when he did it is a surprise.
Well,
I mean,
even look at The Simpsons.
Yes.
I mean,
Abu.
Yes.
Abu, one of the most racist. But
is it a poo? I think it might be a poo.
You know, and they also have Irish stereotypes in cartoons and stuff like that. By the way, I don't know when they made the Looney Tunes franchise that Michael watches now. It's not the old Looney Tunes, but Jesus, I laugh at some point every morning. I got to find out exactly when these were made because they are funny with a capital F. And maybe I'm laughing at them because they are politically insensitive and I'm old. That might be just the reason that it happens like that. So Denny is going to be disciplined and yada, yada, yada. And it's sad sometimes because
it's important. It's just I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. And he just said, oh, this is fine. I'm going to move forward.
Yeah, and he's taking his medicine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's apologized. That's the way it goes.
Accountable.
You know, nobody's closer to their mamo than you are, Oscar. And if you want to know the perfect gift to get, a recent poll of Mother's Day show that mothers really appreciate a certain gift. I've got the top 10 here.
Thank you.
Some of these to me, maybe it's the way I was raised. I think it's a little over the top for mama. You know, I think birthdays, milestone birthdays, probably more appropriate. But number 10, getaways or vacations. I get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did that for my mom's birthday, necessarily Mother's Day.
A rainy Hawaiian holiday.
Yeah, well, you know. If
you knows? Guys left early.
Clothing or shoes is number 9. Household gifts, number 8. Electronics. Your mom might be into that.
My mom has requested a Peloton treadmill. Oh,
are you kidding? You're being serious?
For
Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day, she called my sister and she said, you know what would be nice? Si me compraran una eso para caminar, pero el nuevo de Peloton. And then,
wow.
And I got a text from my sister, and I was like, we just got her a kitchen.
Yeah. What do you do with those checks?
Like governors. Like, we got to add governors and barriers to our world here.
Jesus, Peloton.
Yeah.
Number 6, jewelry. Number 5, flowers. 4, gift card. 3, chocolate. Here we go. More normal. Number 2, personalized gifts. No specificity on that. And number 1, homemade gifts. A nice little homemade. Why don't you make a homemade Peloton out of clay?
Well, this is also the woman, Mike. This is, you forget about the terrible things my mom had done to us, where I bought her a necklace and it wasn't white gold. So she literally gave it back to me by the tips of her fingers and said, I'm sorry, this will bronze my neck, or it'll get my neck dirty. It was because
it was plated.
Because it wasn't good enough for her. I remember
it was metal underneath the plating.
Yeah, she's like, I'm such a blue blood that my skin gets irritated because I'm such a blue blood, and you're so cheap.
Some might say when we heard you describe your Christmas procedures, you know, you made that monster. You made that monster. That's just the way it went. But, you know, happy Mother's Day, Yoli. Hope you enjoy it. Tropicana, this may be a taste test in our future here. Because this is one that if it goes wide, that I will participate in as well. Tropicana just announced that they have created the first breakfast cereal that you are supposed to pour orange juice on instead of milk.
Mm.
Pretty good stuff. It's called Tropicana Crunch. They say it's a honey and almond cereal that's granola style because flakes would get too soggy too fast. In the picture they posted, it kind of looks like honey bunches of oats with the corn flaky bits. They say they experimented with all kinds of flavors and textures, and they came up with the perfect cereal to eat with OJ. The honey and almond flavors are supposed to counteract the tartness of the juice. You can't buy it yet, at least not yet. They're releasing it for, of course, National Orange Juice Day. Next Wednesday. Pony, I know you celebrate that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, religiously.
It's wonderful. Are you still on the Tropicana without pulp?
No, I drink Minute Maid orange juice because it's better for your health.
Thank you. Orange is different, man. Just like Hope and Crosby.
Do you, this is a way to sell orange juice.
Well, yeah. I have you ever put another liquid in breakfast cereal because you have to have your liquid around your cereal?
This is how trashy we are. Or maybe poor.
I've done it. I'm a cop to it.
We'd have a little bit of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd make us add water to make more milk.
If it's in cereal, if the mixture is okay, you can get by with that.
I'm here to tell you the mixture was not okay.
I've done Diet Coke. I've done Diet Coke and cereal. Try it sometime. Try it if you're in a pinch and you don't have cereal. Put a soft drink
all
in
all the carb?
Put the carbonation doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It immediately gets
what kind of cereal?
I don't know. I don't remember what the cereal, but it probably wouldn't work with like Honey a Raisin Smacks. Bran. It would really be like an O's type of thing, you know, where a Fruit Loops or something like that. You know, one of those really super artificial cereals. Let's see. Orange Juice Day is next Wednesday. They're giving boxes away for free while supplies last. Just go to I'm going to give them a plug. I like the product. TropicanaCrunch.com.
Yeah.
And do it on May 4th to snag a box. I'm not sure.
Set an alarm, whether Pony. Let's get this
that
for the
will
show.
See its way into grocery stores. And now, little something something. There is a 64-year-old man in Florida. If you want to know what a 64-year-old man in Florida is, that is the middle of the children of the greatest generation. Okay? That is the people down here. Monsters. All of us. All of us. We came back, mom and dad, back from WW2. We were given everything. We were just, you know, I didn't die. I didn't get my arms blown off from World War II. I'm going to kiss my kids' ass. We're going to just make it better for them. And the world's going to prosper, too. We're going to have all the gadgets and the electric. We're monsters! A 64-year-old man in Florida named Wayne Bowen was sentenced to 2 years yesterday after he was caught using his twin brother's identity to steal $72,000 in military benefits over the past 8 years. Wayne was finally caught earlier this year, and he initially claimed that both he and his brother served in the U.S. Army together, but he later admitted that only his brother had served. What a good guy.
Oh, no.
It was an evil plot, Oscar. In order to snake the benefits, he used his brother's information to get a Florida ID under his name, and then use that with his military discharge papers to apply for federally subsidized housing benefits.
Mm.
Wayne's brother, the good twin, he lives in another state.
Mm.
He doesn't live in Florida. Mm. And he told authorities that he didn't give Wayne permission to use his name at 64. I didn't do that. Oh, I don't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah. In addition to serving time, the evil twin will need to pay $63,773 in restitution. Florida, by the way, is not only number one in the U.S. for sunshine, we also rank first in the number of evil twins. Right here in my state. You got that right. We got to take a break. When we come back, I don't know what we'll talk about. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Maybe a little tribute to Jimmy Dean. I got breakfast sandwiches on my mind today. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills, ladies and gentlemen. And after the show, you are all invited to Tamale. That's right. We'll be right back.
Going down the ocean.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
That's Winslow. That's my dog, ladies and gentlemen. My over-exuberant, excited dog who loves me to pick up his poop. My favorite task in the whole wide world. But let me digress to this. Sunday, new sponsor, been there with us for about 2 years on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is good news. Warm temperatures are right around the corner. And if you want soft, wonderful green grass under your feet, you will need your lawn back. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, you can feel good with kids and pets being around on your beautiful lawn. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com, put in your address, and they've got a lawn analysis tool that takes a picture of where you live, analyzes the soil and the climate data from your area, and then they create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. I've used it, I've done it, and if I can do it, you can do it, and I know it works because my lawn looks beautiful. Sunday to help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals, and Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom lawn plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. One of the relationships that Oscar has up at Podville in Washington, D.C. is with the fine folks at ESPN.
Yes.
And I am here to tell you that I'm all in. And I have never cared. I have never cared. I have railed against it.
Yes.
I have talked about how it's speculation of the worst kind, that many of these people that are picked in the NFL draft never even make the rosters of an NFL team. Mm-hmm. But I am telling you, with the Giants, with two picks in the first round, number 5, I believe, and number 7, I am all in because my team sucks, and this is the only time of the year, potentially, that I have to really hope. So I am all into the draft this year.
And the venue of, so Foxworth and a handful of other ESPN national personalities were in all day yesterday, banking and filming some shows for a handful of productions because they're all going to the NFL draft.
Right.
And it was just, it's always fun. And Mike, you know this, when you're really friends,
shut up. I'm not talking to you, Oscar.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
When you're really friends and colleagues, when you see people on television and then you see them in real life and you see them on television, it's cool for me, but it's just so normal that I don't really think about Foxworth at this like high star level now.
Because he's one of the main analysts.
When he walked in and one of our interns who hadn't met him before just paused and stared at him, like, who's our intern that stared at Santana Moss?
Oh, that was Toddy.
Yeah,
and he said, "Wow, you're the Redskins Santana Moss."
Is that what he said out loud?
That's exactly what he said. Yes.
So awkward so that that Santana looked at me with like, "Hey, is this guy going to be a problem?" And then I had to escort him out of the building. So that was but for one of our interns from AU that just started, I can't wait for you to meet him, Mike. It was just this starstruck moment that I think he had been waiting for to cross paths with Dominique, and he handled it well. And then as I'm walking over, Dominique was like, "Hey, what's up with that guy?" Just like anybody else does that's been like basically IF'd by another man. I said, "Oh no, he's good. He's been waiting for like 2 months to meet you, and I think this just like caught him by surprise."
And Fox is cool with
it. He was so great about it. He's like, okay, so he stops and goes back to talk to him and says, hey, man, I just want you to know that, like, you're in the right place. Like, totally took a moment to tell him he's in the right place. Mm-hmm. And what is his interest in the sporting world? Oscar mentioned that, you know, you're looking to possibly get an internship at ESPN, like, blah, blah. Like, a thoughtful approach.
It's very nice.
And then, and that's when he says, I have to go, heading to Vegas for the draft. And as soon as that clicked, I know why you're interested, Mike. Because it's in Las Vegas. It's at the Caesars Forum.
That's
it's,
not the reason. That has nothing to do with it. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. No, no. What has everything to do with it is that you're aware. Well, you're semi-aware. You're not a sports guy, per se.
No, no.
But you are aware enough of football to know how my team wallowed in the land of suck. I'm talking about creative ways to lose games every week last year. The New York Giants
fifth pick. Yes.
The fifth and the seventh pick. Yes. Jaguars have the first pick. We're talking about firing the coach. We're talking about firing the general manager. We're talking about bringing in new coordinators at every on every side here. They've had a complete and total overhaul. They stole the general manager from the Buffalo Bills, Jim Schoen, and I am telling you that this is of all the drafts, this is the one where I'm paying attention because the Giants more than any team. Well, no, shouldn't say that. Not more than any team. There are plenty of suck teams in the
Lions.
NFL. The Giants will be counting on these picks to go right onto the roster and play next season. So we will see what happens. So we got number five, number seven.
The Jets have 4-10.
I'm going to be fair to everybody. Yeah. If you want, I'll give you the top 20 picks. Jaguars first, second, Detroit, third, Texas, Houston Texans, fourth, the New York Jets, fifth, the New York Giants, sixth, the Carolina Panthers, Giants again at seven. Then you got the Atlanta Falcons at eight, Eagles at nine. The Jets again at 10. I forgot the Jets have two, too. Your Washington Commanders have the 11th pick. Vikings 12. Texans again at 13. A lot of teams have two picks in the first round. The Ravens. Hello, hon. Go to Timonium. Get your 14th pick for the Baltimore Ravens. I did it wrong. I'm sorry. It was at number 9, the Seattle Seahawks, because Philadelphia isn't till number 15.
Yeah.
The Saints at 16. Chargers at 17. Eagles again at 18. Saints again at 19. And rounding up the top 20, your Pittsburgh Steelers. I am very excited. I will be taping it and watching it when I get home. Because at the request of, recommendation of a listener, tonight I will be taking my wife and my son to a live performance known as the Piano Guys.
Oh, what's the Piano Guys?
I think they play the accordion. No, I don't know. They are, somebody said, look at these. I think it's one guy that plays piano. Mm-hmm. Another guy plays a cello. They have like a big giant screen in back of them. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's like the Blue Man Group with pianos.
I think I got VIP tickets to go. Mm. I'm probably not going to go to the backstage thing. This is because my son plays piano, and I wanted him to see what it would look like up on a stage to have a guy playing the piano. I enthusiastically took a listener's recommendation without even really investigating it and dove in, and we will be going down to Barbara P. Mann Performing Arts Center, and I think we got really good seats, so we'll be going to see that tonight. So all in all, you know, between doing this show, then sweating with a trainer and, you know, and taking a trip to get toilet paper at Costco, pretty good little Wednesday. I'm sorry, Thursday. Pretty good little Thursday for the kid.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I had a suck weekend or event set up because I was sitting there and I felt guilty. Remember I said I bought a Bridgerton experience for my wife?
Yeah. So and you're going with her?
Well, I went to her and I said, hey, like, I got these tickets. They're pretty expensive. We should probably do something about it. Like, are we going? She goes, well, I don't have enough notice. And I said, I don't know. This isn't like a big masquerade ball. I'm online right now. I think we just walk around and pretend like we're in that show you like.
And well, isn't that a masquerade ball? Because it's a period piece where you have to go in the old, King Louis garb?
So, this is not processed. I thought we were just going to a museum about the show.
Is it called the Bridgerton Ball?
It's called the Bridgerton Ball, the Queen's Ball, a Bridgerton experience. And I've got like $360 wrapped up in this thing.
How much?
360.
Oh my, you have to go.
Three tickets. And my
Why do you have three? Why do you have three?
Because I hit the wrong number. My bad. All right. My bad.
You're going to bring a third wheel?
No,
bring
Pony. I got to
bring Santos.
Bring Pony as your footman. Bridget should experience the Queen's Ball. All right. Step back in time with us and enter the magical world of Bridgerton. Chicago, LA, Montreal, and Washington, D.C. All right. Come on. Tell me what it's about. Oh, of course, they don't want to do that. All right. I'm going to choose the city, Washington, D.C. I can't believe
I did this
here
to
I am
myself.
Talking about a piano show. All right.
And I haven't even watched the show. I don't even know.
Dance and live music. The experience.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what took a long time to get there, but let's see what it is. I'm clicking on that right now. What's it say? Come on, guys.
So
I'm making it hard. That's
I can give you what I'm understanding is that it is you're encouraged to dress up.
This website sucks.
Everyone in the pictures is dressed up. Shannon had not a meltdown, but a mini like fit about how she's supposed to find the right dress with such short notice.
The Queen herself invites you to a once in a lifetime evening of music and dance, complete with acrobatic performances, interactive experiences, a stunning dance show, and plenty of surprises, Oscar. Mm. As guests at this delightful soiree, you will be transported to 1813 London to take part in the most coveted ball of the season. Prepare to mingle with other members of the ton as you immerse yourself in an evening unlike any other. All right, listen to me. It's regardless of what you're thinking or your wife is thinking. It has nothing to do with the money you've spent.
No, I've got to go.
This is your job.
Yes.
You have to go
I
got to
go
this.
For the show. I get that.
Yes. Enjoy a beautiful ballroom decorated in the Regency era style. Interact with the actors dressed in exquisite period costumes. Savor delicious cocktails. Hey, there you go. It's got cocktails.
Yes.
And listen to live music inspired by the Bridgerton soundtrack. I do not watch Bridgerton, so I do not
Do you know how hard it is to find a powdered wig?
I don't think you have to step into a completely transformed ball set to Regency era style and interact. I don't know if you have to do it. Opening hours, location, age requirement 16 plus. It starts at only $45 per person. You must have gotten ripped off.
No, I bought the VIP package.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, where you get to meet the actors.
Not enough detail, though, you know. Oh, FAQs. Here we go. Frequently asked questions. How should I dress? Number one. Here we are. Yes, right. Sir. Costumes or formal wear are not compulsory to attend the experience, but we highly encourage our guests to dress up and rise to the occasion.
Yes.
After all, Her Majesty will Her Majesty will expect no less from the diamond of the season. Looking for a fit for the Queen? Rent the Runway has graciously offered all guests of the Queen's Ball a special 25% discount to assure attendees are dressed to impress. So it kind of wants you to do that. You have to
I'm good.
That.
I've got my wedding tux that I can squeeze into. Fine.
No, this is cosplay. You have to match the aesthetic.
Do you want to come dress me, footman?
I think it's got to be like footman type garb. That's what you have to go for here. I mean, my God, when you look at a picture of the Queen herself, it's the Queen's inviting you to this.
Yes.
Is Shannon into it at all?
She is. She's I guess what she had wished she had another week to get her outfit together, but she is into this. Well, I am not into this.
I want pictures. I want pictures and I want a description.
We shall find out on Monday.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
Full weekend.
And here I was thinking it was a stretch to see a guy playing piano, and I don't want to go. Anyway, we'll report. Oscars will be better than mine. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the very running late Mike O'Mara show. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hi, This is Jim Amato.
And this is Twitch.
And we're out road tripping. And when we're not coming up with lousy ideas for promos and seeing the sights of this great country, we're listening to the TMOS bonus show.
That's right, Jim. The minutes just melt away when we're listening to our favorite show.
It's our way to get a fix on naughty words like f- and
your mother.
And how can they get the TMOS bonus show, Twitch?
Well, internet,
TikTok, Bitcoin. So go to MikeOmeraShow.com. Click that banner and have fun on your next road trip today.
We'll see you on the road.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you're going to be the groom in a wedding party, going to the Bridgerton Ball, or a lucky guest, everyone wants to look their best for a wedding. And with a custom-fitted suit from Indochino.
Yes.
Wear your Indochino suit, Oscar.
I've got
and
a suit
wig
on today.
Oh, very good. You'll look great, feel confident, and enjoy the big day. Oscar is modeling his Indochino suit as well. Look at that lining. Look at that. See, Pony, I think if he puts on the right tie and maybe a powdered wig, he could pull off the Bridgerton Ball with that.
Yeah,
don't you think?
The wig is key. The wig is key.
Powdered wig. The big day, you know, you can look confident in your Indochino suit. You can choose every detail on the suit, shirt, dinner jacket, and more, and you can do it at affordable prices that might surprise you. Indochino offers it all, and every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. Plus, they're always adding new pieces, so you can stay on trend and in style. Explore their relaxed yet refined approach to spring suits with their new spring pastels, and Indochino suits start from just $429. And shirts start at $79 with all customizations included. Oscar's used Indochino for years. I love my Indochino blue suit. Love it, love it, love it. Easy online shopping and a perfect fit, and you're going to love yours. If you've got a big day coming up, getting the perfect look is no big deal with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. I'm very, very excited that I am now as low with the weight department as I have been in a while, and continuing to show progress. The digestive system is still moving rather glacially, but I'm here to tell you that it's very nice to wake up in the morning and see you're a few ticks down, and that's where I am. So much so that I decided I would have a splurge this morning.
I thought your splurges were once a week.
You know what? This is within the program.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank my dear departed friend, God rest his soul, Mr. Jimmy Dean, for this fantastic... What am I hearing in the background? I think Carla's talking. Hello? Hey, Carla? Carla, the TV's on! She'll find out that I paused it at Risky Business.
Uh-oh.
I've got Risky Business.
The train scene?
That's how I did my show prep this morning, you know? What are we going to do about this, Joel? Anyway, it was the truth.
One of the most iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, as a younger man, I said, man, he opened a brothel up in his parents' house.
Well, that's really not Ivy League material, is it, Joel? You know, sometimes you just have to say what the F.
And then the Porsche.
Yeah.
Falling off the dock. Oh, man.
Porsche, there is no substitute. I love that movie. I do. I love that movie. Tom Cruise when he was a pup. Anyway, Jimmy Dean, egg white, breakfast sausage sandwich, salute, 250 calories was a...
That's it?
When you're on a program like I'm on and you're eating oats and grains
overnight
and seeds
oats,
off the ground, you know, it's a... it's truly...
Seeds
off the ground.
when you're foraging with berries among the bears, it's a nice little diversion to
I know
have.
This
really
isn't... This is not a popular thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you do feel better.
I feel physically stronger.
Good.
Today, I know I'm doing an upper body workout, and it's an exercise in self-awareness.
Yeah.
When you get done doing that, he hands you a kettlebell that's the size of a small coffee cup,
mm-hmm.
and you struggle to lift it above your head at the end of the workout. And you're going, I'm so weak. I'm so weak. It sucks. But Jimmy Dean, who I met
at an auction that I did years ago for Giant Food. I met two icons of food at one party. I met Frank Perdue and I met Jimmy Dean. Talked to Jimmy Dean about radio. Talked to Jimmy Dean about music. Talked to Jimmy Dean about WOHM, where he knew Connie Mack, the guy that had, or I think that was the guy's name, or maybe he owned a baseball team. Anyway, talked to Jimmy Dean for a good chunk of time. Met Frank Perdue. Frank Perdue was a dick. Thank you. That's all I have to say. We have to take another break because we've got a sound town, and hopefully I'll be able to negotiate my way around this sound town. It's a little complicated. Bear with me. Still, you know, waiting for the guy that had a little minor liver blip, and he's decided to take 2022 off. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. I was in pain on my angry deathbed.
Oh, boy, you.
It's my aching belly, my diverticulitis, which is flaring up.
You're going to cry, bitty baby. Oh, you're going to fucking cry. Look at him, he's crying.
It's going to be embarrassing, but since I have no material left on the show today, and I'm cloudy, and I'm having trouble reading, I will tell you it's because I wore too tight pants.
Does stress get at it?
Yes, the stress of that last segment. Stress of old promos, the stress of no guests.
I drink your milkshake, Eli.
Mike O'Mara is killing himself for you. Are you so selfish that you can't show some damn common decency and buy a bonus show subscription? He gives and gives day after day, and you sit out there with your hand out like a selfish You're killing him. How dare you? Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and buy a bonus show subscription today, for the love of God.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, they're Jimmy Dean Delights, English muffins, if you want to know what they are. They're yummy, yummy, loving my tummy. Hey, have you seen something new and unfamiliar zipping around the Washington, D.C. streets? Fear not. It's just Oscar on his brand new electric e-bike. Oscar, do you love your electric e-bike?
Rode it in today, Mike. I love it.
It's wonderful. It makes bikes accessible for everyone. It's surprisingly affordable. Starting at just $799, that's way less than the competition. Adjustable, customizable, they're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles an hour.
Do you think that listeners would you appreciate a live stream of me riding to work? It would not take long.
Would I ever? Would I ever?
Like, you'd actually see me get to work a little late.
Well, and it allows you to sleep in like you like to do. So
No.
I think that's a fantastic
idea. You would see me leave at 8:40.
Right.
Negotiate traffic.
Okay.
In real time. Would you watch that? I'd
watch that. I'd be all in. I think it would be fantastic if we can pull that off. But just remember, with certain people away from the cast, the only person that's going to help us with that is that competent individual you're looking at across the glass.
I just have to hit live stream on our page. Okay.
Maybe we can try it Monday or Tuesday.
I like it.
All right.
Weather
we'll try to do that.
Yes.
By the way, they go 28 miles an hour, 4 to 6 hour charge. Great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow and sand. Take it to the beach. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free foldable mountain bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use code TMOS at electricebikes.com. You want to know how to spell bikes? It's B-I-K-E-S. E-bikes. E-B-I-K-E-S. Jesus, come on. We're running out of time.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
It is time for a Sound Town, ladies and gentlemen. We start you today with, well, the Johnny Depp trial that just keeps giving and giving and giving. This, I think, is some sort of friend, butler, houseboy. I have no idea, but he's a character, and he cracks the courtroom up when he gets asked a question at the Johnny Depp trial.
You don't recall seeing Amber Heard on May 24th, correct?
I don't remember. I don't even remember what I got for breakfast.
Okay. That's just, you know, you get in the car and hop over to that trial. That's entertainment every day.
Love it.
Fantastic. So great play-by-play is something that's special. You don't get that much of it in sports telecasting anymore. This is a guy, dad, holding his baby with the bottle in the baby's mouth, and the dad manages to catch the foul ball at the same time, and the announcers do
a great job of it. However, I have to mention, it sounds to me like there may be six announcers announcing this game. That you got the guys in the booth, and you got the people on the field, and you got the ladies that doing the analysis. But this is a guy that you know, makes a name for himself at the ball game. I think it's a Reds game.
Pops it up. Nice job. Wow, feeding the baby. Wow. Holds the bottle, no spillage, baby in perfect bliss, and a souvenir. That's sensational.
That is.
I mean, safety first, obviously. Saw the ball pop up and just wanted to keep him happy. Did my best to protect him at the same time. Reached a hand up, had some fierce competition, but baby first. He probably didn't even know what was happening, but this will be a great memory to share with him. It's his first Reds game, and so we have the certificate there too, and so it'll be awesome.
It was like the coolest thing ever. All game, I've been like, watch those balls, and he took the job seriously. So baby's happy, I'm happy, and I'm just impressed. I'm like, who is this man?
You know what my son would say to that? Balls. Anyway, is the band called Drowning Pool?
Yes.
Is there a famous band called Drowning Pool? So
is it Let the Bodies Hit the Floor?
This is funny and creepy at the same time. This is a cockatoo who is reciting the lyrics from Drowning Pool. It's called Bodies.
Oh, this is the song. Yeah, this is their hit.
And the cockatoo sings it. If I don't know the band, and I would be freaked out if I heard this.
So this is dumb. I just bought a cockatoo from a guy on Craigslist, and it keeps on making these. It keeps on making these noises. If you guys know what he's saying, could you tell me what do you make of this?
Hello, pretty bird. What you saying?
That would freak me out. Tom Brady showing his human side. Tom Brady gets emotional talking about being a dad. This is for all you fans of Tom Brady out there. I'm playing a nice tape from Tom Brady.
I'm 44. I've got a family that I'm a dad to some amazing children. And when I think about being a dad, I think about him because of what my dad meant to me. And I know I'm not as good a dad to my kids that my dad's been to me. And I use them as my example as to how to keep a family together and to care and to support and to love.
Anyway, that's Tom Brady getting emotional right there. Were you moved by that at all?
No. That guy's got nannies raising his kids.
He does.
That's a legend. I don't know that, but I would assume so.
Yeah, Tom Brady, just showing that he's a regular guy. I have no idea what this next tape is, other than it is about eight people. They all have weird laughs, and laughter is contagious. So for the purpose of entertaining you, I decided to gather it and put them all on a tape together. Eight of the greatest laughs you will ever hear, all laughing simultaneously. All right? Rob, fix that lazy tongue. Thank you very much. And now we leave you today on the Mike O'Mara Show with Alexa. These are dad. I don't know if you would call these dad jokes as much as they are comedy day jokes.
Okay.
I guess comedy day along with Orange Juice Day is coming up. Another day. Every day it's something special. In honor of comedy day, here are some very special Alexa dad jokes. Write these down for your next cocktail party.
Here's some clean jokes for clean comedy day. What do mermaids use to wash their fins? Tide. Did you hear Steve Harvey and his wife got into a fight? It was a family feud. What is your foot's favorite kind of chip? Do-re. Toes. What do you call a lazy physician? Dr. Doolittle. What does it take to get a job at a zoo in Australia? Koala vacations. Happy clean comedy day. Alexa out.
Yeah, I think that sucked. Anyway, oh, I have to play.
Are you saying Alexa's a hack?
I'm saying Mike O'Mara might have been a hack today.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the bonus show. Rob will be joining us. I think he had another doctor's appointment today. I talked to him yesterday. He's in good spirits after his good news. And we get to say the F word if we feel like it, because it's uncensored and it's commercial free. And if you really love us and you really care about the Mike O'Mara show, you will make the effort to go ahead and get yourself a subscription. Mm-hmm. You understand that? For now, we're all off to Timonium to go down the ocean. There you go. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You don't recall seeing Amber Heard on May 24th, correct?
I don't remember. I don't even remember what I got for breakfast.
Pigeonholed! Okay.